So back to school shopping. A lot of people either did it last week, week before. Maybe you're still doing it. They say now back to school shopping is now just as stressful as Christmas holiday shopping.
Well, because they make you buy it for everyone. They're like, oh, Jill, can you buy a pallet of construction paper for the school?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The school's in cahoots with Target and Sam's Club. I know they are.
Well, oh, perfect yeah. example. There was a mom. I'm trying to figure out how I can say this in a nice manner.
Don't.
There's a mom that doesn't care about anything, doesn't give a crap. So when I saw her at school the other day, I was like, oh, hey, how you doing? She's like, good. I didn't buy any school supplies. I was like, you can go to school, but I'm not buying you anything. And so when she dropped her daughter off in class, her mom, was the teacher was like, hi, how you doing? Welcome to the class. And she was like, we're good. I didn't buy her any school supplies. And the teacher was like, oh, that's okay. We have plenty. I'll make sure she gets some. You know, so they, I think there's parents like that. Yeah. That just are like, nope, not getting anything. Too bad.
You need to join that club, Jill.
Right? No, I would not.
So, but what did you overbuy?
Well, they give you a list of things to buy, so everyone buys like it's like 10 glue sticks, a pack of 20 of pencils.
What do they need 10 glue sticks for? What are they sniffing?
It's supposed to be for the whole year, for the whole class. So if each student
buys
10,
what is it, socialized education? Why do you have to buy for everybody else?
Yeah. It's just so you have enough. So if you run out. It's just like you buy for the whole class. So, but mine was only, I only spent, I don't know what these parents are talking about. I spent $46 and that's all I spent.
$46?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
The stats here say the average person, the average parent here. Spends $696.
Here's some galoshes and a magic marker.
Isn't that crazy? No, I had a whole, ask my husband, we had 5 Target boxes by our front door filled with school supplies. $46.
What a scam.
Why don't they just, back in my day, I mean, you used to buy your own.
Yeah, here's a garbage bag and some shoes.
You do buy your own, but I think it goes to like the pot. It goes into the pot.
Into the socialized education pot, yeah.
I can't believe that some parents are spending $700. I guess, you know, I didn't have to buy a new backpack this year because Elliot used the same one as last year because he wanted it. But I guess if you put in new clothes, new backpack.
Listen
to this.
Put
the letter out. Dear comrades, we need you to buy a bunch of
school. Did you look at the bottom of this?
I know.
Read that.
Total spending for K through 12 schools and college combined is projected to reach $80 billion.
What?
That's more than most major corporations are worth. Is that insane?
That's why parents are saying it's more stressful than Christmas. Shopping.
Crazy.
It's back to school time, which means it's time for the kids' back to school wallet blowout sale. Backpacks, $100. Color crayons, $300.
Whoa, $300.
And that's per crayon. Calculators, $2,000. Clothes, we've got them. Just mortgage your house and cash in your 401k, and your child will have a brand new wardrobe just in time for school.
Hey, can I pay in installments?
Absolutely not. Need new cleats for soccer season? We've got them for just the price of 19 solid gold bricks.
Sorry, kids. School is canceled. I can't afford it.
Yeah!
The back-to-school wallet blowout sale going on now.
Rick Stacy.